Many of us enjoy the taste of charred foods like grilled meats, vegetables. But have you ever wondered whether this cooking method could affect the nutritional quality of your food? Hello and welcome to the Nutri Mantra podcast. Charring or browning or caramelization occurs when food is exposed to high heat, leading to a browned, crispy exterior. While this cooking technique can add flavor and texture to our meals, it may also alter the nutrient content of the food. In this episode, we will explore the effect of charring on the nutritive value and the cooking practices to preserve the nutrition while still achieving that delicious charred flavor. Charring can affect food quality in different ways depending on the type of food and the extent of charring. A light char can add desirable flavors and texture to food. For example, charring on the surface of a steak or a vegetable can create a smoky, caramelized flavor and a slightly crispy texture. However, if the charring is excessive or uneven, it can lead to burnt or bitter flavors and a hard or dry texture. Charring can have positive as well as negative effects on the nutritive value of food. It can reduce the nutrient content of food by causing some vitamins and minerals to break down or evaporate, especially water-soluble vitamins like vitamin B and C. In addition to vitamins, charring can also affect the mineral content of food. For example, high heat can lead to loss of minerals such as potassium and magnesium, which are important for maintaining healthy blood pressure and nerve function. Charred vegetables may also have lower levels of antioxidants than their uncharred counterparts. On the other hand, charring can increase the bioavailability of some nutrients by breaking down tough fibers and making them more digestible. For example, cooking tomatoes or carrots and then charring them can increase the bioavailability of lycopene and beta-carotene respectively. There are several ways to prevent the effect of charring on nutritive value of food. Namely, using low heat can help to preserve the nutrients in foods while still achieving a delicious flavor. Marinating the food in a mixture of oil, vinegar, and herbs can help to prevent charring by creating a barrier between the food and the heat source. It can also help to enhance the flavor of food and add moisture. Using a grill basket or a piece of foil with holes poked in it can help to prevent small portions of food such as vegetables from falling through grates and coming into direct contact with the heat source. Pre-cooking the food such as blanching vegetables or parboiling meats can help to reduce the cooking time on the grill and prevent excess charring. Flipping the food frequently can help to prevent charring by ensuring that all sides get cooked evenly. And lastly, avoid overcooking. Overcooking your food can lead to a loss of nutrients. Be sure to cook the food until just done and avoid leaving it on the grill for too long. Some studies have suggested that consuming charred or burnt food may increase the risk of cancer. The high heat and flames during grilling can create carcinogenic compounds in the foods. Therefore, avoid excessive charring. Cook food at lower temperatures and for shorter durations, or marinated beforehand with ingredients that can reduce the formation of these harmful compounds. So to sum up, I would like to say that the effect of charring on the vitamin and mineral content of food is complex and depends on many factors. While charring can add flavor and texture to our meals, it is important to be mindful of the potential impact on the health and nutrient content of food and to take steps to minimize the negative effects of charring. I am hoping that you have liked this episode and will be mindful while enjoying barbecue as well as grilling. Do share it with your friends who you think might get benefited from this. Take care. Bye-bye.